Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, January 31st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a TSA insider confirms the shocking level of corruption that infests the federal agency. Meanwhile, an investigation out of Georgia has uncovered multiple police departments engaged in roadside strip searches. The Department of Homeland Security censors a report on deadly force, and Mexico protects its borders better than the U.S. All that and more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, we've been warning you for years about how the TSA is nothing more than a bunch of unprofessional pervs shoving you through the nude body scanners. They're going to abuse their authority. And now an ex-TSA agent is speaking out, and he says, yes, I was looking at you naked, and we were laughing. The agent had written to the New York Times, following that knee-jerk response by the TSA to employ the nude body scanners after the underwear bomber made it onto the plane. Gee, I wonder how he did that with his FBI escort. Now, the agent went on to explain how he hated his job from the beginning, and in fact, most TSA agents hate their job. They know it's a useless waste of taxpayer money and an abuse of the population. The agent explained how he hates patting down the crotches of children, the elderly, and even infants. He was required to confiscate nail clippers from airline pilots, with the logic being that those pilots were going to use the nail clippers to hijack their very plane they were flying. And he said a very low moment was when he had to confiscate a celebratory bottle of champagne from a group of Marines who were coming home from Afghanistan. One of the men had lost both his limbs to an IED, and he had to tell that man that, I'm sorry, although you risk your life for the security of this country, I've got to take away your celebratory champagne in the name of national security. Now, he also revealed how the selective list that was causing a lot of racial profiling issues, he said it was a purely political list because there was no need for enhanced screening for anyone from Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, which are states historically known to harbor, aid, and abet terrorists. Now, of course, it's all political. It's all an opportunity for abuse of power and control. It has nothing to do with terrorism. We've been saying this from day one. We've been saying they'd be looking at your nude scanners and that, yes, indeed, there was a little bit more radiation than they had hoped for. But no, everything's fine. They're just there to keep us safe. And now that the Super Bowl is upon us, the TSA, they're going to roll them out in full force to just get us trained to say, oh, well, if you let us pat you down and put our hands in your pants and put you through the body scanners, we'll let you get on a train or we'll let you go to the football game, and just basically this conditioning. And so in order to do this, they have to continually ramp up the terror threat. And now authorities there are saying that mass transit is being seen as the big risk, the top risk for the Super Bowl, specifically bomb attacks. And those are like the same kind that have torn through Russia's mass transit before the upcoming Sochi Olympics. Now, this article, of course, is quick to remind us of the reason for all of this terrorism by pointing out that the stadium is just 10 miles from the site of the 9/11 attacks. And then, of course, it also points out that the Boston bombing attacks were pulled off by these lone wolves, and that's the exact type of scenario that officials are worried that could happen along Super Bowl Boulevard. Now, even though both of those attacks have much evidence to support the theory that our own government was behind them and at the very least helped to implement them, they're going to go ahead and just roll this theory, this story, so that they can forge ahead with the TSA and all of this contrived security theater for our safety, of course. And of course, no contrived national security threat would be complete without suspicious packages. They've already found seven, they say, and near the site of the Super Bowl, one letter they examined was at an unidentified location was found to contain only baking soda. Now, authorities would not identify the sites that received the packages or describe why they were considered suspicious. Of course, because they really don't need to give you or I any reason for violating our rights. They're just going to go ahead and do it, and they're going to just come up with all these suspicious packages. It never fails, the white powder packages. They always pop up when we have these national security threats. But look what else is the new norm. Snipers. That's right. You know, they were once reserved for war and for when the FBI wanted to secretly take out leaders of the Occupy movement. Now snipers are going to be trained on you and your drinking buddies, all for your safety, of course. Now, officials want you to know that just because sniper and SWAT teams will be present at the game, it doesn't mean there's anything for the game goers to worry about. The snipers will just be doing their job so fans can have an enjoyably safe experience. Oh, safety. Gosh, where have we heard this so many times before? Giving up your liberty for safety. Oh my gosh. History repeats itself. And the thing that is, it's not only so sad and frightening that people are still buying this and considering this the new norm, they're actually begging for it. They're begging for this kind of treatment as long as it keeps them safe from Al-Qaeda.
This is Jakari Jackson at Times Square. I'm so pumped up, ready to report on the Super Bowl, but not the Super Bowl, about the Super Bowl taking away my constitutional rights, violating my Fourth Amendment. I'm so... Yeah! Super Bowl! Yeah! Go Broncos! Go Seahawks! Yeah! Yeah, violate my constitutional rights. Let's talk to these people. You excited about the Super Bowl?
I'm a little bit excited. I'm a little disappointed I don't have tickets, but...
You don't have tickets?
No.
We came here from Austin, Texas, and we want to talk about the Super Bowl. Man, who you guys going for in the Super Bowl?
I'm going for the Broncos.
Miami Heat.
Okay, you in the wrong game, bro. All right, sir, tell me why the Seahawks are going to win.
Russell Wilson and Cam Chamberlain.
Why are the Broncos going to win this year?
The defense is going to play. They've been playing great for the last 3 or 4 weeks, all right? And Peyton Manning always has a plan.
All right, Spider-Man, you've been protecting New York for decades now. Do you feel safe with all these NYPD officers out here?
Yeah, I do.
The city never sleeps, and the police do an excellent job. We feel safe.
Well, I tell you, man, don't you feel safe? I see the NYPD out here. I see all the cameras and all that. Does that make you feel safe?
Yeah, and they have a good presence out here more than usual.
I see you need money for weed. Why do you need money for weed?
I need money for weed so I could... have a good Super Bowl, have a few drinks, and my name is Vendetta.
So what do you think about the Super Bowl security? They're going to have the TSA-style pat-downs. They're going to be patting you down. They're going to be checking your drinks, doing x-ray scans. Are you good with that, sir?
Yes, sir, I can. You know, do what you have to do.
Absolutely. That's the way it is nowadays. So once you're inside, you know you're all right. You know?
Yeah, so, sir, you know, if we have to do a full proctology exam to get in there to keep everybody safe, that's what we need to do.
That's what you need, yeah.
Is this a trick question? Because I see you're with InfoWars. To be honest with you, an increased police presence does not necessarily mean you're safer. It means you're more controlled. It's designed to watch over us and to limit our ability to protect ourselves.
They passed these new gun laws saying you can't have more than 10 rounds in your magazine and so forth. They don't want you to conceal carry out here. Does it make you feel safe to know that these people can't protect themselves with a firearm?
Well, I think they can, like, cause there are a lot of cops, as I said, and like, they're controlling. I think everything is under control, you know.
One round is enough, right?
One round's enough. Okay, I feel safe already. Just look at the camera right there and tell people how safe you feel right now in the city of New York.
With you, buddy, I feel damn safe.
Yeah. Let's go Seahawks! Seahawks! Girl, give me Seahawks. Give me a Seahawks.
Go Hawks!
I'll tell you the truth. I can't wait till the game jumps off because that's what it's all about. It's about Super Bowl.
It's about Super Bowl, baby. It's not about having constitutional rights. It's not about your Fourth Amendment. It's about the Super Bowl. That's
yeah.
Right. All right, you're not cool with Senator Dianne Feinstein, who wants to take away everybody else's guns, having a concealed carry. You're not cool with that?
Absolutely not. No, I'm not.
Man, I don't know about this guy. I'm sorry, bro. I'm about to jump you out. So the fight for liberty continues, but with extremists like that, I don't know if we're going to make it. Jakari Jackson, InfoWars.com. More reports at PrisonPlanet.tv. So y'all think y'all got rights, right?
Yeah, I got rights. I do got rights. I know I got rights.
I'm out here with some extremists. These guys think they have rights. I mean, don't you want to feel safe in the United States of America?
Not that they're about to molest me.
And we'll have some more later in the show from Jakari Jackson, including some really riveting man on the street moments.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, while the TSA is arbitrarily searching people and abusing their authority, we're also continually having to tell you these stories about local police officers who are abusing their authority and getting away with it because people are consenting to it. Here we have an investigation out of Georgia. They've uncovered that multiple police departments have engaged in strip searches of drivers pulled over for just minor traffic violations. The cops will come up and they'll do the vehicle searches, and if they come up empty, they turn their attention on the passengers. Then they'll do the pat down, and if they don't find anything there, the cops are then ordering people to pull their pants down right on the side of the road. And then they're getting away with it because they'll just say something like, oh, well, I smell marijuana. So that gives them, you know, justifies them searching these people. Now, people might initially consent to a pat-down thinking that they've got nothing to hide, but then the unsatisfied cops will take the search a bit further. Now, according to one victim's attorney, that's a general strip search, which you're not allowed to do unless it's an emergency or it's done in a controlled environment by professional people where other people aren't there to look in a public setting. You can't be moving people's clothing and opening them, particularly in situations where there's not been a custodial arrest. Now, this is just so disgusting. It's just another case, another story we have to tell you about cops getting away with this kind of behavior. You've got to know your rights. You do not have to consent to this. It's disgusting, and these tactics are getting out of hand, and a lot of it has to do with people not realizing that they don't have to consent to this. If you want to know more about what to do if you get pulled over in a traffic stop situation, go to our YouTube channel and look at Secrets Police Don't Want You to Know with Eddie Craig. He gets into very good detail about what to do if you are pulled over. You've got to remember, it's the police officer's job to get you to consent. It is their job to manufacture consent, and they will do that by any means necessary. So you've got to know how to invoke your right to plead the Fifth, the Fourth Amendment, to unlawful searches and seizures. You've got to know your rights. And we've got to start taking these bad cops to task, those who hide behind the badge, while then they go and harass other good police officers like Shane Harger, who we had on the show last night. He was threatened because he took an oath to uphold the Constitution. So it's high time that we get these bad guys out of there. Now, one of the agencies that's also hoping to hide their abuse is the DHS. Now, they're being called out because they're attempting to stifle debate on its agents using deadly force against rock throwers on the border.
When a young person throws a rock across the border towards the border or border agents, some agents respond with a gun and others don't seem to respond at all. There seems to be some need for consistency in the response to these incidents and how we treat it.
Senator, transparency and a use of force in any law enforcement agency is critical. If you don't have the trust and the cooperation of the people you serve and they don't understand or they're not knowledgeable of your policies, it makes that trust and cooperation very difficult. I have not been in a law enforcement agency in which the specifics of the use of force were not made available to the general public. And
Exactly. The public needs to have some transparency with its federal agencies. Look at how heavily redacted that report is that was issued by the agency's inspector general. Now, the report recommends that Customs and Border Protection train their agents to de-escalate these encounters by taking cover, moving out of range, and using less lethal weapons rather than putting themselves in a position where they have to use deadly force. Now, the report highlights how the DHS has just been attempting to mute this debate after more than 20 people have been killed since 2010 by border agents. Now, in response to this report, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, he rejected its recommendation, saying, just to say that you shouldn't shoot at rock throwers or vehicles in our environment is very problematic and could potentially put Border Patrol agents in danger. Oh, from these pesky rock throwers at the border. Meanwhile, if the rock throwers would just walk across the border, we'd let them right in. We'd welcome them with open arms. But since they're throwing rocks, they're a danger to America. Don't you love how we're just supporting, you know, all in the name of national security? And meanwhile, if you want to go head over to Mexico to be an illegal immigrant, you're going to be met with harsh detentions, you'll be regarded as a felon, and at any time you could be subject to a citizen's arrest. They do not tolerate illegal immigration. And despite how harsh they are there with their undocumented immigrants, no one in Mexico is calling for reform. Nope, the fleeing population just comes to the U.S. and demands that we reform our immigration policies. Now, other countries, of course, are like Mexico as well in that they only allow people to emigrate to their country if they're going to contribute to their national progress. So I don't understand why we here in the USA, what they're saying is that, well, you know, if we let in everybody and anybody, it'll help boost our economy. That is such a farce, because if that was the case, why haven't they boosted the economy in their own country? It just doesn't make sense. And basically, if you're going to be a tax burden on society, you're going to be a tax burden on society. And it's we, the taxpayers, who are going to have to come up with the bill. It's insane. We're the only country that does this. I mean, I've looked into moving into other countries, and it's completely difficult. So this is an insane argument, which we obviously have not heard the end of. But while these federal agencies are fighting to keep all of their actions private, you and I, our privacy, it's up for grabs. So it's a new day, of course, and there's just another Orwellian move by Google to violate our right to privacy and our right to peaceably assemble. They have just sought a patent to transmit your cell phone videos to law enforcement. Now, the patent says that this means that an event of interest has likely occurred, so it'll just send a signal to an organization like the news or a publisher of a periodical or to a public blog. Oh, so they can keep up to current events. But they're also going to send it to law enforcement agencies. So, of course, a system can be easily exploited in order to surveil and monitor protesters. And just like we reported yesterday about the remote kill switch that authorities are wanting to put into your car, Apple also put out an issue for a patent in 2012 that would allow them to disable your iPhone. So if a police officer wanted to render you incapable of documenting or filming an encounter or a protest, they can just shut off your phone if you reach a sensitive area. So again, why are they why are they making these things? It's not for the greater good. We know how these things are going to be used. And time and again, these agencies like Google have just proven that they're in collusion with the NSA and with big government and these Orwellian tactics. It's getting quite frightening, people. So we've got to vote with our dollars and don't buy their crappy products. Now, stick around because coming up, we're going to have some very pumped up interviews with Jakari Jackson. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen, and everyone knows I'm a huge football fan. I watched my first Super Bowl way back in 1976, when the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the heavily favored Minnesota Vikings at the time. Then there was the heated rivalries between the Cowboys and the Steelers during the 1970s. I loved watching those football games. In fact, I had the chance to meet legendary wide receiver Drew Pearson recently, who actually let me hold his Super Bowl ring and told me if I dropped it, he'd kick my ass. I grew up with football. My son Kellen was an outstanding quarterback in his high school for the famous West Texas Abilene Eagles. It's the greatest sport of all time, and it's uniquely American, and I'm very proud of that. And I can understand why people are so passionate about the game, but I wish people were just as passionate about our Constitution and our civil liberties, which are currently eroding right before our very eyes. And it seems as if football is now being used as a tool of distraction, providing an unsuspecting cover for curtailing our civil liberties. And the Super Bowl is the poster child, if you will, for the police state. And once again, we turn now to InfoWars reporter Jakari Jackson, who is on the scene there in Times Square. And what kind of reaction have you gotten from, first of all, have you run into any InfoWarriors? I'm sure people recognize you on the street.
Actually, we have run into an InfoWarrior. Come on in here, sir. And tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Pat.
Pat, okay, so you're an InfoWarrior. How long have you been watching the show?
Just about a year now.
Okay. Yeah. So, Pat was watching us. He saw us on the Alex Jones radio show today, and he said, I want to come down there and I want to show my support. Because it's viewers like this guy who supports the show, who watches the show, who not only supports us like that, but he comes out here and he supports real information. So, sir, let me ask you, you know, I don't know if you're a native New Yorker or not, but what do you think about this scene, about the police state, about the TSA-style checkpoints at the Super Bowl, about the pat-downs at the Super Bowl? What do you think about that?
I just think it's crazy. I just think the whole scene is madness. And, you know, the increased police presence here is just insane. I mean, you could probably, you know, field a small army of people. And it's just absolutely crazy. I don't really believe in all this stuff. I mean, I think that, you know, the police state is real. I mean, you know, there's some good police officers out there, but there's also some, you know, some ones that are, you know, violating the system and
violating people's Fourth Amendment rights. Because we heard about the stop and frisk and the things going on here in New York. And yes, I will say we have encountered many gentle, pleasant officers since being here. But that's not to say that there aren't things going on in other places. Now, sir, let me ask you about the media coverage of this event. Of course, you've seen nothing but the Broncos and the Seahawks, and it's left and right and Coke and Pepsi and red and blue. So we see that angle of it, but not too many people are talking about the other angles, the sex trafficking that accompanies events like this. Also about the police state, the ratcheting up, the stop and frisk, the NYPD cameras everywhere, the pat downs at the Super Bowl. But what do you think about the media coverage outside of the alternative media for this event?
I think the media is just a big distraction of what's really going on in the country. And I think a lot of people, are just not aware of what's going on. You know, there's some people that are aware, but, you know, they're afraid to come forward. And it's, you know, we need a lot more people to really know what's going on and be awake, you know, as Alex says. And, you know, I just think that a lot of people just need to realize what's going on and not be asleep at the wheel.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for coming out here and supporting us in InfoWar. Now, Darren, we had a chance to meet this great guy. He came out here. He's talking to us about real things in the world, not just, you know, who's going to win the Super Bowl, but what are the bigger ramifications of that? What are the ramifications of these tax-exempt organizations donating a measly, like, $200 million to local charities? And most of that goes to the Hall of Fame. People need to know about these things, so hopefully they can make the right decisions, not to come out here and spend all their money, spend their bottom dollar to see a game, but to do something real positive for their communities.
Well, that's right. Despite all the lemmings that we see that blindly follow the elite and they don't understand what's really going on around them. And you've talked to InfoWarriors who come up and recognize you and recognize that we're with InfoWars and are glad to talk to you. But at the same time, most people are sheep and they're very passionate about the Super Bowl. And it's our job. What we want to do is get the word out, get them just as passionate because about saving the Constitution, because once they realize what is really going on, you have no choice. I mean, you will. I have faith in our humanity that once they realize what's truly going on, that they will be passionate about this.
That's exactly right. You made an excellent point there, Darren, because these people aren't expendable, because a lot of people say that all they care about the Super Bowl, they just care about Peyton Manning or, you know, whoever the quarterback of the other team is. If we can get these people take their passion for the Super Bowl, take their passion for the Grammy, and just redirect that into something positive and useful, we can win this thing. And not to win the Super Bowl, but just win hearts and minds and ideas and get rid of this police state.
Well, I can imagine, let's say you're bringing your young son or daughter into MetLife Stadium, for example, and next thing you know, you have TSA feeling them up, you know, right before your eyes. That's got to have an effect on you. I mean.
And what does that do to your child, Darren, when you have these TSA-style checkpoints at the Super Bowl? Also, the Viper teams we heard are supposed to be around here somewhere. What does that do? You're just conditioned to them that it's okay for somebody to touch you inappropriately if you're going to a football game.
And that's the key right there, Jakari. This is all about conditioning. This is indoctrination. This is exactly what they're doing, and this is the word we're trying to get out to people. This isn't normal. Super Bowl fans are willing to give up their freedoms in order to feel safe, and like I said, that's going to be across the board.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Darren. We just encountered some fans out here. Yes. They very much want to tell us about
the Broncos. 33-20. Okay. Put money on it.
Okay, talking about putting money on it. Let's talk.
Manning, woo!
Yes, we're talking about putting money. We're going to put money on it. So let's talk about the NFL and their tax exempt status. What do you think about the NFL being a tax exempt organization?
No.
comment.
No comment?
No comment.
So it doesn't bother you that the NFL is a tax-exempt organization because they donate to charities, but most of their charity money goes to the Hall of Fame?
That's okay, as long as the players get paid.
As long as the players get paid, you don't care?
I don't care.
So you don't care about these taxpayer-built stadiums and all that, as long as the players get paid?
Yes. They work hard, so they got to get paid.
Okay. And what is the NFL giving you? Let me ask you that.
Entertainment.
Exactly. Entertainment.
Entertainment in my living room.
Okay, so I see your hat.
Woo!
Okay, so I see your hat. I see your shirts and all that stuff. Are you going to the Super Bowl?
No.
Negative.
No.
Okay.
We are from New York. It is too cold to be outside.
Okay, but regardless, you know, you've invested in the NFL,
yes,
and they've given back. They've given back to you. With entertainment.
Yes, they have.
It's worth it. Every penny.
I'm satisfied.
Every penny.
Yes. Every penny, I'm satisfied.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
Broncos!
Woo!
Okay, all right, so I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Darren, but as long as the players get paid, that's the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter if the NFL is tax exempt. They donate a measly like $2 million a year to charities. Most of that goes to the Hall of Fame, but if the players get paid, that's all that matters.
Well, I want to talk about a little more about the security that you've seen. I'm reading about U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. They're working around the clock. They're going to x-ray every single vehicle that enters MetLife Stadium. We have TSA agents with radiation scans. We talked last night about the TSA Viper teams who are actually going to stop commercial vehicles and random search commercial vehicles. We were just talking earlier about groping kids when they enter the stadium. Tell us more about that. And just in the last day or so, have you seen increased security just since the time that you've been there?
Oh, yeah. Everybody we talk to that's a local New Yorker, they say that this place is on high alert, high security, more officers than they've ever seen or what they normally see out here in Times Square. Now, we're out here in Times Square because we can't go out to the MetLife Stadium because there's nobody out there. All the fans have come out here to Times Square. So there is definitely a police presence. And when we go to the Super Bowl, Darren, we will have to subject ourselves to the TSA-style pat-downs just to get into the building. We're not happy about that. But that's what we have to do to get the story. That's what we're going to do.
Not to mention, more than likely, some kind of Illuminati satanic ritual during the halftime show. Well,
I would not bet against that, Darren.
Exactly. Well, be safe out there. Looking forward to seeing more reports in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
All right, folks, and be sure to continue to check out Infowars.com over the weekend. And be sure to listen to the Alex Jones Show Sunday as Jakari will be there live at the big event during the Super Bowl on Sunday. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The Infowars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, next Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Texas time, that is. Until then, have a blessed weekend. Hope you enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll see you back right here on Monday. Good night.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.